What did you call that piece on the wagon that the traces came back and attached to?
Well, the single tree was behind the horse, and the double tree went across the tongue for each single tree hooked on the end. I think Ernest's horse still got an old wagon over under his shed. Did have last time I was over there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, he had still in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an old wagon down at Felix Walker's old place, down there where Josie Walker lives, I'll tell you about.
Yes, sir.
It's, I don't think it's fell down yet, but it's out in the open. Yeah, we used to, well, Papa build up wagons. He'd make the wheels and all. If he had to have the hub and the tar go went around it, he could make the spokes of the fellers, you know, and yeah. Put them wagon wheels together and shrink them tars on them, old worn tars.
Those wagons pretty sturdy?
Oh yeah, them wagons were sturdy. A lot of time it'd get dry, we'd have to soak the wheels in the creek or pour water on them before we'd start to use them gathering corn, hauling cotton and stuff like that. We had side planks and cut called cotton frames and on the wagon. The first side plank was called a northern frame. I don't know what got them started calling that, the northern frame. And then when you wanted to haul cotton, you'd put side planks on. We call them side planks. They'd be made out of slats and be up, you know, pretty high.
Yeah.
And we'd haul bale cotton at a time, pack it on the wagon, you know, all the time.
You ever see people around here play this thing, this instrument? You blow on it and move it from side to side of your mouth.
Yeah, that's French harp.
You ever play that?
No, I never could play a French harp. My brother could play one. I could play one old Jew's harp.
Could you?
Yeah, a little. But I never could play no music instrument much.
Hmm.
We had my wife's mother play a French harp. Well, my wife could play a French harp a little bit, but my wife's mother had one, and she died. She always take care of her French harp, you know, kept it put up.
Yes, sir.
Had a baby, grandbaby come along, one we raised here. I got to giving it to her to play with. She could might near play a tune on it. But her grandmother told her to put it up. They all called her little granny, told her to put it up, and she went in there and put it somewhere, and I ain't found it yet. She hid it, I guess. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
I was going to give it to her and let her keep it, but I don't know where it's at.
Yeah. Around here, when people were going to get the land ready to plant, what would they use on it to break the ground the first time?
Oh, well, some of them just used a Georgia stock and a scooter plow, they called it. They'd try to break it deep. And some of them used turning shovels, you know.